Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd and Kelly's little guy Wyatt, soon to be baseball superstar.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's on the fast track, huh?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. You know what? After this season, he surely is on the fast track. Yeah.
He got the game ball. Got the game ball.
He got the game ball, and I was talking, and I didn't even realize that he did.
Oh, my God, Kelly. Of course.
Gossip queen.
Well, I paid attention to the whole game, and listen, it was a long game, but, you know, because they have kids pitching and the coach pitches, and then, you know, when the kids pitch,
do innings like three outs, or is it like everyone
bats? Through the order.
Well, for the first time, they did three outs.
Whoa.
And can we just say all the parents were like, thank God.
Yeah. Because the problem is, how long did that take?
Right, it's tough getting three out sometimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Luckily, the first like four or five innings, it was pretty quick. It was like 1, 2, 3, boom. Because, you know, they start off with a kid on the other team pitching so they can practice. So that was like how it started.
So a couple of strikeouts.
Yeah, like let's get it going. Yeah. Which they get a chance to like throw the ball, and Wyatt was doing great, and he got to pick between pitching and catching. And he chose to be a catcher.
Oh my God, you got to see the photo, Todd.
I saw it on Instagram. I loved it.
So cute.
Oh my God. He was so excited and he's putting on his stuff and he's like waving to me while his coach is like getting, and he's like, I'm right here, mama. I'm like, I know. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. And then I'm like, do I need help? And, you know, his coach is like, no, go away. I'm like, okay.
Stay in the stands, mother.
I know.
Now, did Riley do sports?
Yeah, Riley did soccer and cheer.
Okay. Yep. Because the way you are with this, it's like the first time a kid's ever doing sports.
I didn't go to, I'll be honest, I didn't go to a lot of Riley soccer games because when she was playing, I had Wyatt because she was 8. And so then I had Wyatt. So Wyatt was a baby.
He was like 2, not even, yeah.
Right. So like when she was playing, it was like, okay, you got to go. I got to stay home. And like, and so it was sort of like we passed.
You couldn't bring Wyatt to an open field?
I mean, you know, it was
like
my
outside.
Excuse.
He wasn't allowed outside.
It was my excuse.
Really weird, Kelly.
It was my excuse. Come on.
It was her excuse. I can't go. I really need to be home with Wyatt.
I'm taking a moment.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and then
I think
cheering
this is when the
nights.
5 p.m. bedtime began.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I do enjoy a 5 p.m. bedtime.
Oh, man.
This is the first time that the sports has fallen all on me. And it's
Jay's
nights.
Working nights. Yeah.
Right. So then it's like there's more, you know, to it. I'm like, holy moly. Okay. Yeah. Well, I used to have Jay. Bottom line, I used to have Jay as a backup. I don't have Jay as a backup anymore. So I don't have like an excuse to be like, you know, I'm going no matter what.
But what does that mean?
Like, I could be like, I don't want
to
go. He can take, like, you take.
Oh,
him.
Right.
Like,
but
one parent would have been there. Yeah.
Right.
You would have represented, but now you're the representative.
Exactly.
Like, you have no choice.
I have no choice. Uh-huh. Right. So, but I mean, it's so cute and the kids have so much fun. And you can tell after like an hour, they're all like doing spins in the field and sitting down and, you know, talking to each other.
And the ball goes by, they go, oh.
Yeah, I know. We're like,
who's going to get that? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it was.
Was there a winner? Do they have winners and losers?
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Everybody gets.
We didn't win, but I don't think it was like a big celebration or anything of the other team. And then it's cute because of COVID, they don't go by and like high five.
Oh, right.
They all lift their hats and wave their hats at each other.
Oh, they don't shake hands any longer?
No.
They don't do
like
the line?
From a distance?
Because of COVID. Yep.
Oh.
So it was really cute.
Do they have to wear masks?
No.
Okay. That was the weird thing was I went to Sawyer's game, Tim's little 7-year-old.
Yep.
Who's become buddies with Wyatt. They'll get to see each other this weekend.
Oh, my God.
He's all excited.
Yeah.
But they had to wear masks, which is interesting because it's in New Hampshire, which is the land of, you know, live free or die of COVID.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, Mills just announced that, like,
that's
2 weeks
new
ago.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so
guidelines.
Kids outside and,
yeah. Yeah, we dropped masks, too, for soccer
that's
and lacrosse.
Nice.
And,
it's nice
they
for
must
them.
Be so relieved, yeah.
Yeah, they're loving it.
Yeah.
But the coaches, though, are still wearing them. I think it's kind of a town-by-town league thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably.
But the kids don't have to wear them any longer.
Yeah.
Well, they say, I saw a study out of, now granted it was a study out of China. I don't know if this was in the U.S., but they said, like, of 7,000 cases, only 3 transmissions were from outdoor.
Wow.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was, now, don't quote me on that. That was something I read last
weekend. No, but
it's
something like that. I mean,
yeah,
that's not,
outdoor is way safer. So, if you have an event or you're going to see people or anything, outdoors, way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
For sure.
Yeah, but so, anyway, well, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Wyatt.
Yep.
Now you got to bring them to the batting cages. Where even are batting cages? We were looking those up for Sawyer for this weekend to hit some balls, but I don't even know where.
You know, I would love to know that about, too.
Yeah. I mean, like one that something. Has a pitching machine, you know, that you could put, even if it doesn't automatically
wait, didn't
load.
Did you do it, Blake? When
well, that's
when
the only
hitting
one.
Challenge
yeah,
at,
that's in.
At Hadlock?
It's like off Warren Ave or something.
Is it called Frozen Ropes?
No.
Oh.
No, that was.
I only learned that term recently.
Okay. I thought there was a batting cage called Frozen Ropes.
What does that mean again, Todd? Is. Does that mean that you're hitting it? It's like
you hit a line drive. You're hitting line drives. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because the bat's like a frozen rope. It's thwap.
No, the ball comes off the bat and it just stays, you know, parallel to the ground forever. So it's a frozen rope.
Oh, like the trail of the ball
yes,
is a frozen
yes.
rope.
It's it's a hard line drive.
One of these days, I'm going to
that's what you
want to
do. You want to hit hard line drives. You don't
want to
hit high
ropes.
Fly balls because chances are you're not going to hit it over the fence.
Right.
You know? You don't want to hit ground balls because chances are you're going to get thrown out at first.
There's something flawed with that image, though, because a frozen rope could go straight up.
Yep. Could. Oh. That'd be called a pop-up.
Right.
Right. Yep. So many terms.
Yeah. Mm. Foul. Well, Kelly, you're going to be an expert on all these terms soon.
Well, even when the kids would hit, it would be a foul, and they would be like, no foul. I'd be like, for the love of God, will you count it and let him run? Like, let the kids run.
Well,
yeah. I'm like, oh my God, he made contact. Just let it go.
Sure.
Like, every parent, we would hear like, kink, and we were like, oh my God.
Oh, it counts.
Oh,
yeah, it counts.
No. It's
I know. Okay. Kelly's like, looks up from her truly. Oh, good.
Go team.
Little Wyatt the catcher.
Yeah.
That's cute. He looks so adorable.
Yeah, he had fun.
With all the gear
catch
on.
The fever.
No, don't catch that. So don't catch that, Wyatt.